Liners. First meeting of the year between these two programs, located just about an hour away from Majora. Let's get the starting lineup for tonight's contest. First for your Fly Boys, Alex Diaz is leading off in that shortstop. Brock Daniels at second. Will Taylor in center field. A little change in the infield. Bo Ankeny is at first base. Aiden Canada will go out to left field. Kean Saylor is going to be designated hitter tonight. Will Brown back in the lineup playing third base. Shamar Dalton in right field, and his North Carolina A&T teammate Kenyon Brown is catching tonight for the State Liners. Kyron Cruz will lead off, play center. Meanwhile, in right field, Eric Arado bat second. Then the left fielder, Jack Tomlinson, will bat third. At first base and batting in the cleanup spot is Ryan Gilmore. Meanwhile, a designated hitter is Elijah Young, batting fifth. Manny Garcia is at second base and bats sixth. That is Jeremy Garcia. Manny Garza is catching tonight for the State Liners. Will Spears Jr. is in the eighth spot and playing third base. And finally, in the nine hole playing shortstop, it is number 24. Hector Mengual from Puerto Rico. Teams getting the lineup cards. With managers meeting at the dish. Remember, the Fly Boys was looking for that first win. They've committed seven errors in the first two contests combined. Committed five last night against the Axemen. Committed two on opening night. So now, looking to get something going here. Stay clean. Currently, as web managers meet, you're having a standoff after the lineup has been announced, and everybody's kind of standing there after the anthem. You have a standoff between Caleb Jones and I believe Will Hunt of Bristol. Both teams just staying in a standoff still following the national anthem. So lineups have been turned in. State Liners will take the field now to a raucous crowd. Good crowd. Here's the home opener for the State Liners. They played a pair of games in cross division action against the Princeton Whistle Pigs. A game that on opening night got pushed back, was suspended in the sixth inning due to rain. And they fell to the Whistle Pigs 3-2. Second game ended, it's going to say on the box score, ended in a tie 7-7. But because of the new seven inning rules, or the new extra inning rules, excuse me, the State Liners ended up winning the game. They got three outs before the Whistle Pigs could score. And they win the game 7-7. So, State Liners now 1-1. Warming up on the mound for the State Liners is Cohen Fesser, making his first appearance of the season. Fesser, right-hander from TCU and San Antonio, Texas, is his hometown. He's gone 16 and a third innings, got 21 hits, 8 runs, 7 earned, 11 strikeouts to 0 walks in his small amount of appearances for the Horned Frogs. A 1-0 record and a 3.86 ERA. Good pitching that the Fly Boys have faced in the first two contests against the Axemen. And another strong pitcher coming out for the State Liners. Jacobs and Hunt are still standing on the base paths. Hunt has a giant stick of some kind. Jacobs is wearing a helmet and now has a towel. He's staring right into the sun. Remember, this game started an hour earlier, so it's a lot sunnier. And unfortunately, Jacobs is going to get forced to go back in. And excuse me, that was 22, David Kelleher winning the standoff. So the first stare-off of the year after the anthem is won by Kelleher, after Jacobs was asked to go into the dugout by the umpires. So that's one win for the Liners, and they'll be looking for the second one of the day and the second win of the season. Their first win over a division foe, taking on Flyboys. Flyboys have played nothing but West Division foes. Two games against the Axemen as Alex Diaz will step in to lead off top of the first inning. Greenville wearing the road jerseys with the red hats, blue jerseys with Greenville written in red across the chest and the cream pants. And here comes the first pitch. And that one's low for a ball on the way at 6:05 p.m. here in Bristol. Liners wearing the red hats with the blue bills, the white jerseys, white pants with state liners written across the chest in red and gold. Here's the pitch going. It's chopped over to first. It's handled in time. Flip up back to the pitcher who makes the tag in time. Does Fesser. And that's out number one. So a little bit of a weird hop toward Gilmore over at first, but he's able to make the play. Fesser steps on. So here comes Brock Daniels. Up to bat. Daniels went 0 for 3, but drew a walk last night. Pardon me, 1 for 4 last night as he takes a big cut and misses against the Axemen. Beautiful night here in Bristol, Virginia. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Nice moving on that pitch by Fesser. And now it's 0-2. The fence to right field is just 310 feet. There's a giant wall that wraps around the entire fence, so Daniels can pull one. It'd be gone. He hit one deep last night at Kingsport. He looks at a ball 1-2. That was hit well past that length and would have been a home run at this stadium for sure. Been a home run at most stadiums. Kingsport's got a very deep outfield. 410 the center, 400 the center here. The 1-2. Daniels looks at that one. It's going to miss low, and the count is up at 2-2. Matthew Metcalf behind the plate. Gabe Vargas on the bases. And the umpires for the Active League. This is the first game to start tonight here at 6 o'clock in Bristol. That pitch is going to miss just low. Spencer has two pitches that just miss, and now the count runs full. Daniels has battled back. Spencer didn't have a single walk for TCU this season, and danger of issuing his first one here. Payoff pitch coming. Daniels nubs that one foul into the bullpen of Flyboys, and they've already set. Wind blowing in. It's been kind of breezy here around the Appalachian Mountains. The further up the mountain you get, more wind you get, of course. Payoff pitch number two. Daniels rips that one right to the second baseman. It's caught. Right at the right spot was Garcia. And that is out number two. That's a heads-up play by Garcia. A little bit of a lean to grab it. It's right there to make the out. So two away for Will Saylor. And the Clemson batter, the Irmo, South Carolina native, went 0 for 3, drew a walk last night against the Axemen. He swings at the first pitch. Big swing and a big miss. It's 0-1. Taylor looking to get going. Does not have a hit, but has reached base safely three times this season so far. Was picked off stealing on opening night against the Axemen. The 0-1. That one's out and away for a ball, 1-1. Slightly overcast day, some spin clouds in the air, but the sun's still out and we'll be out for a while here. The 1-1 outside now, 2-1, and just the second time today, Fesser gets behind a batter. Two outs here in the top of the first, no score. Just underway here in Bristol. I've had Happy Wilson, the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. The 2-1. That one's high now, 3-1. And Taylor get his third walk of the season. It'll be three walks in a game. Three walk. He's been walked in every single game this season, pardon me. That one's fouled off just over the press box, and the count runs full for the second straight batter. Taylor will step in. Getting set for the payoff pitch. Owns plate work. Taylor nubs that one, going to hang in the air, and it's going to hold up and go right to the right fielder, Errado. And the Flyboys go down in order 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning. Coming up, we'll tell you about Brian Yetters. He steps up to the mound for the Flyboys for the first time this season. And we'll talk about the batters for the State Lions return. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No score. Heading to the bottom of the first inning between the Flyboys and the State Liners here in Bristol, Virginia. And Brian Yetter makes his first appearance on the mound for the Flyboys from Marist College up in New York, the McVeigh Town, Pennsylvania native. Went 38 and a third inning, 25 runs, 23. Those were earned. 23 of those were earned this season. Yetter actually, pardon me, came in the pitch against the Axemen on opening night, went one inning, giving up two hits, one run that was earned, and striking out one. So currently has a 9 ERA, was one of seven pitchers used by the Flyboys on opening night. Yetter looking to get going, and the starting pitching for the Flyboys has been phenomenal. It's just been after the fifth inning where Flyboys defense has made some issues and haven't been able to score enough runs. Kyron Cruz steps in to lead off the State Liners and looks at a first pitch strike. Cruz normally plays in the infield, having to play outfield. There's only two outfielders available right now for the State Liners. The rest, and he gets a big swing and miss. Nice breaking pitch, 0-2. The rest are either haven't reported yet or playing in the NCAA tournament, most notably Brennan Reback of Virginia Tech. Also, Joshua Hand, also a Virginia Tech player, as that ball almost hits Cruz. It's 1-2. Cruz from St. Charles Community College in Missouri at 240 with a home run and four RBI. Also had 10 stolen bases this past season. The 1-2 from Yetter. That one's high, and now it runs back 2-2. Native of Louisville, Kentucky is Cruz, went to Louisville Male High School, which is teammates with both Graham Breit and Josh Cunniff over at St. Charles Community College. 2-2 pitch from Yetter. That one's reached for, skied high. He's going to go back and into the stands and will land right in front of us, right behind the fan who almost got their head taken off in the bleachers. Crowds filed in for this one here in Bristol. The 2-2 pitch after the foul ball. Right down the middle, strike three. And that's Yetter's first strikeout of the night. And there's one away here in the bottom of the first inning.
Second batter for Bristol, number four, the right fielder, Eric Garrado.
Here comes Eric Garrado, the right fielder. from Northern Illinois. They have Sussex, Wisconsin. Alright, looks at the first pitch low for a ball, 1-0. 301 batting average for the Huskies, 38 runs, 35 RBIs. 15 doubles, 2 triples, and 2 homers. So a big power hitter is Arado. He hits that one off the edge of his bat. Taylor's got to run over. It's going to hang in the air. Taylor gets there in time for the out. Taylor had to make a little bit of a run. He was playing a little bit deeper in. But he makes the run and makes the catch. It's quickly 2 away. There have been some long at-bats for the Axemen. That's really why you saw so many pitchers used for the Flyboys early. But now, with quick inning would be huge for Flyboys. As Tomlinson, Jack Tomlinson steps in. San Joaquin Delta Community College, Gilroy, California. First pitch is up high for a ball. 243 batting average, 42 runs scored, 6 doubles, a triple, and 8 home runs during his year with the Mustangs. This pitch from Yetter. Allen misses high as well outside, just barely 2-0. Good at drawing walks is Tomlinson. 377 on base percentage this past year for San Joaquin Delta. 2-0. Swings at that one, goffs that one high, going to hang up. Running over is Dalton, but he can't get there in time. That's out of play. Dalton in right field after playing in center field on opening night, did not play, and played right field last night as well. A 2-1. That one's hit the other way to left. Canada is going to have to run over to it. It's going to drop in front of him. Looking for two is Tomlinson, but he's going to hold up at first. And the first hit of the ball game goes to Tomlinson with two outs in the top of the first inning. That one just kind of bloops down in front of Canada. He couldn't make it in time and was able to get the first base. Well, it's Tomlinson as Ryan Gilmore steps in with two away here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch right down the middle for a strike. It's 0-1. Gilmore from Staten Island, New York. Played at Radford University in Virginia this past season. Before that was at Brookdale Community College for a couple of years. 240 batting average and 19 runs for the Highlanders in the Big South this season. The 0-1. Big swing and a miss, and now Yetter's one strike away from getting out of this inning. Still no score. Runner at first is Tomlinson after a little bloop single into the left field. Tomlinson takes the lead at first, the 0-2. That one's low, and I think about everybody that wears blue and red on the field thought that was strike three, but Canyon Brown may not have edging it up. So the 1-2, now throw back to first. Tomlinson's back in time. You have to wonder about those throws, though. A couple of errors where the catcher were trying to throw the second last night. That was Cunniff. And then Graham Breet had an error last night. And now taking time is Tomlinson as he got something in his eye, sliding back into first. Tomlinson looks good. He'll take a lead at first. 1-2, two out. He's going to take off. The throw down the second, not in time. It was offline from Brown. And that's a stolen base by Tomlinson. Pitch was a ball. It's 2-2. Brown sent a couple to the outfield against the Axemen on opening night, so luckily that one was captured by Daniels. So now a runner at second with two outs. 2-2 pitch. That one's fouled off. Out of play and remains 2-2. Axemen didn't score in the first five innings against the Flyboys in both games. No runs were scored in the first five innings by either team of the first two games of the season. So That in jeopardy right now with a runner at second, two outs. 2-2 pitch coming from Yetter. Big swing and a miss, strike three, and Yetter gets out of the jam. So, once again, the defense comes up big for the Flyboys. And there's no score here. We played one in Bristol. Here turns Flyboys chance to bat here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
There goes Bo Ankeny, leading off the top or bottom of the top of the second inning. Ankeny does have a home run earlier this year.
Let's go, team.
He swung at the first pitch last two times last night. And he looks at the first pitch, strike from Fester. The 0-1. That one's hit to short. Play is made. Throw over the first and plenty of time for the out. That was Mangual making the play.
No batting for Greenville. Number 14, the left fielder, Aiden Kennedy.
Aiden Kennedy will now step in to bat for the Flyboys. Had a ball drop right in front of him for the first hit of the game so far. Back in the last inning. Canada had a great opening night, but last night kind of struggled as he looks at the first pitch is just low for a ball. Last night, Canada went 0 for 3 but drew a walk against the Axemen, driving in two runs on opening night. Golfs that one over the short. Throw over the first in time for the second out. So back-to-back. Ground outs to short and Mangual, and it's two away quickly. Keegan Saylor will now step in. So Mays White for the Axemen was busy as he made about eight putouts last night himself. Or eight plays himself, and now Mangual has two straight in second. Big cut by Saylor, and it's 0-1. Saylor went 0 for 4, two strikeouts last night. Still looking to get going here in this young season. 0-1. Check swing. They'll say he went around. Does umpire Metcalf, and it's 0-2. No 2 count, and look to be a quick inning for Fester. The 2 pitch misses in the dirt, and it's 1-2. So, again, Flyboys have also struggled to get any offense going in the early innings. Again, no one has scored against the Flyboys or for the Flyboys in the first 5 innings. Saylor nubs that one up the left field. It's going to hang in the air. Tomlinson makes the catch, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. So we head to the bottom of the second. Still no score here. Still no hits for the Flyboys. Return. State Liners chance to bat here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
We are proud to have
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Still no score here between the State Liners and the Flyboys in Bristol. And fans, don't forget, Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local retailer today.
Lead off for Bristol, the designated hitter, number 34, Eli Young.
Eli Young steps in for his first at-bat of the evening. From Arkansas Pine Bluff, down in the Razorback State. Native of Gilbert, Arizona. First pitch from Yetter, and therefore strike 0-1. Young didn't have many at-bats, just 125 batting average, but scored 3 runs at 2 RBI and also reached base safely 4 times without a hit. As he nubs that one over to first, but it goes just foul. That would have been probably extra bases. Ankeny would have had a tough play on it. Young was hit by 3 pitches and drew a walk this season. So Young had to wear it some, but he got on base, and he was dangerous for the Golden Lions this season. The 0-2 from Yetter. That one's fouled off on the backstop, and it is remaining 0-2. Young, a big body, 6'4", 225 pounds, sophomore from Gilbert, Arizona. It's a pretty big State Liners team overall. The 0-2, that one's high, 1-2, caught by Brown. The Yetters look good tonight, 2 strikeouts so far. He had 1-1 inning of work against the Axemen on Monday, getting the start here tonight in Bristol. The 1-2. Swing and a ball in the dirt. Cannon Brown's going to make the tag, and that is strikeout number 3 of the night for Yetter. And there's one away. That will bring up Jeremy Garcia, the second baseman. Out of Bethune-Cookman College, or Bethune-Cookman University. Down Daytona Beach, Florida, as he looks at a strike from Yetter, 0-1. 2.63 batting average, 12 RBI, 4 doubles, and a triple this season. Also 22 runs scored for the Wildcats. The 0-1. That one gets inside. Nice breaking ball. Good movement, finds the edge. It's 0-2. Garcia, second straight batter to go down 0-2. To Yetter. Yetter working a lot more quickly than his teammates at past few nights. Now it's fouled off the foot of Garcia. 0-2. No score, 0-2. Is no defensive battle right now for the Flyboys. Here's the pitch. Garcia's up high. Misses 1-2. Couldn't get him to chase. Yetter's been deliberate. Throwing strikes, but then trying to make people chase on the third or fourth pitch, he throws. Pitch number 5, 1-2. A little number to third, gets by Will Brown. That could be extra bases. Runs all the way to Kennedy in left field. And Garcia will have to hold up there. So a one-out single by Garcia. Second hit of the day for the State Liners. And a chance for the State Liners to get something going here in the bottom of the second.
Garza.
Now bring up Manny Garza. He's playing catcher tonight from Rice, and he was phenomenal for the Owls this season. Garcia over at first base. Garza going to swing at the first pitch. Going to get off behind us to the berm. It's out of play, 0-1. Garza batted 403 for Rice with 13 runs, 5 doubles, a triple, 2 home runs, and 9 RBI for the Owls this season. Historic program located back in Houston, Texas. The 0-1. That one's up high, 1-1. That may have been a pitch to check on Garcia over at first. Already one stolen base tonight. That was by Tomlinson. He was left there after a strikeout by Ryan Gilmore back in the first. That's why it's still scoreless here in the bottom of the second. One away. Throw back over the first. Sliding back in time is Garcia. You saw a pickoff last night from Liberio throwing back to Canada. And threw back to Diaz to get the out. The 1-1. That one's inside for a ball. 2-1. So Yetter has been looking away a bit. Be worried about the runners. He's had to work from the stretch twice, and already had one runner steal on him. The 2-1. Garcia's going to take off. That one's going to get fouled off of home plate and back toward the Fly Boys dugout. Yeah, unofficial ball boy and bat boy tonight for the Fly Boys. That is Wes Stone's son. He's third base coach for the Fly Boys. Came up to Kingsport last night. Did a heck of a job, too, up there. So getting some reps in with the Fly Boys early this season. The 2-2. That one's going to get sky high and out of play foul. This is a nice little complex area. Virginia High School's football stadium is literally right behind the stands on the first base side. And looks like there's a softball field. I believe that belongs to Virginia High School behind the left field wall. This nice area up here in Bristol. 2-2. Going to check on the runner from the first and back in plenty of time is Garcia. And I will reset. Bristol, of course, located in Tennessee and Virginia. Over in Tennessee is Bristol Motor Speedway, the largest stadiums in the United States. The 2-2. That one's going to get hit off the end of the bat. Sky high. Diaz is going to call everybody off. Now Daniels will run over. Daniels will grab it. Throw over the first. As Garcia took too big of a lead, and a double play is made. Garcia was all the way at second, and then Daniels caught it, throw it back to Ankeny. So the 4-3 double play on the pop-out, and that ends the bottom of the second inning. So no score. Defense comes up big again for the Fly Boys. We head to the top of the third. Scoreless here in Bristol. Here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Score this game here in Bristol, Tennessee, between the State Liners and the Fly Boys. And fans, it is almost opening day at Pioneer Park, and that means it's almost your time to get a nice, juicy Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Greenville Fly Boys. When you're at Pioneer Park, stop by the concession stand. Get you one of them Elm Hill dogs to enjoy some Fly Boys baseball. So Will Brown comes up to bat as Fly Boys still looking for their first hit of the game. Brown did not play last night in Kingsport, but went 1-for-4 and drew a walk. 0-for-4, drew a walk, and scored a run on opening day against the Axemen. Brown looks at the first pitch in there for a strike. Brown from Florida A&M. About a third of this lineup, all from HBCUs. Florida A&M and North Carolina A&T represented. So that one gets in there for a strike, and quickly 0-2 on the Brown from Fesser. A&T now moving to the Colonial Athletic Association from the Big South. A&M just moving to the SWAC from the MEAC. So some conference realignment in those schools. As that one's golf swing, slow roller to third. It's picked up, and no play is going to be made. A little golf swing, slow roller. It stayed fair. Spears Jr. couldn't charge in time and grab it. And that's how the first hit of the game comes for the Fly Boys on a little infield single by Brown. First time the leadoff man's been aboard for the Fly Boys in this game. First hit of the game for the Fly Boys. And the first time the leadoff man's been aboard for either team today. Shamar Dalton steps in as a hit and run zone pops up the center field. Going to be a high fly ball. Going to be caught by the left fielder, Tomlinson. And so with one swing of the bat, Dalton is out and there's one away. That could have been about it. The same play you saw or you heard about Daniels had. It was about the same area too, but Brown saw it and sprinted back to first. Now comes number 9 here, Kenyon Brown, the other A&T Aggie. The bat, he did not play last night. Played on opening day. And Brown skies that one. It's out of play behind the first base stands. It's 0-1. Brown went 1-for-4 of a run scored and an RBI on opening night in Kingsport. One of 3 2-out RBIs by the Fly Boys in the opening night loss to the Axemen. 10-9. Throwing back toward first is Fesser, and Brown is back in there safely. George Bristol is 1-1 after splitting the doubleheader against the Whistle Pigs of Princeton. Is checking back at first. A game that originally started on opening day, June 2nd, was spinning the 6th. Bristol lost the first game 3-2 and then won in extra innings 7-7 because of the new extra inning rules. That one's right up the middle, shot by Brown. And the A&T Aggie has a hit, his first hit of the game, second hit of the inning. William Brown moves over to second. And something going for the Fly Boys here with the top of the order, Alex Diaz back up. We talked about Diaz in the pregame show. If you missed it, he ground out the first his last time up. Diaz started off 0 for 6. Then got a hit, stole a base, then came around the score after drawing a walk last night against the Axemen. So he's done well as of late, other than the start of this game. But we're going to get something here and possibly bring home at least 2 runs. That's first pitch just outside, 1-0. It just missed low. Good frame job by Garza, but did not get the call from umpire Matthew Metcalf. 1-0, runners at first and second for the Fly Boys with one away here in the top of the third inning, no score. Diaz waits in the pitch. That one's right down the middle for a strike, 1-1. Diaz is a guy who has said his problem is when it gets to 2 strikes, he's wanting to swing for the fences. And he's been able to control that mostly here after a few at-bats. Of course, he's got some of these nerves. It's first time playing with a lot of these guys. It's only the third game of 58-game season. 1-1 in the dirt. Front of the plate, and scooped up by Garza. Good crowd here, despite the early start. This is the first game of the day, as Kingsport and Bluefield just started. They're in the top of the first inning, and all the other games tonight are starting in the seventh. Starting at seven, the 2-1. Big swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and now it's 2-2. It's a great pitch by Fesser. Seen that a couple of times. You got Will Taylor with it, too. Fesser gets set, way on a 2-2 pitch. Runners at first and second. One out. And that pitch right down the middle. Breaking pitch freezes Diaz. And that is strike three, and now two outs and one out away for Fesser to get out of the jam here. Brings up Brock Daniels, second baseman. Flew out on a little liner towards second. A great catch by Jeremy Garcia. Saved a hit. Runs at first and second for Daniels. That one's in the dirt, scooped up and blocked. It's 1-0. Still no score here, as it's been hard to get any runs at the beginning against the Fly Boys or for the Fly Boys. No runs for the first five innings in either of those situations. The 1-0, Daniels is going to save. He checked the swing, and second base umpire Gabe Vargas says he held up, and now it's 2-0. Daniels may have just held up there to keep it 2-0. Daniels steps in, 2-0, two outs, runs at first and second. Daniels rips that one sky high. He's going to hang in the air. And making the catch is Arado. So, Fly Boys get two on, but can't do anything with them. And it remains scoreless here in Bristol. Head to the bottom of the third inning. State Liners looking to get on the board. Return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now to the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Back here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network, as Fly Boys have no score between either the Fly Boys or the State Liners. So similar to the last two nights, defensive foul early. The fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. A team of experienced agents will guide you every step of a real estate transaction. They take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why would you take a chance? Call the McCray Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can also find the McCray Real Estate Group on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. No score here. Heading to the bottom of the third inning is Will Spears. Makes his first appearance at the plate after the double play ended the second inning for the State Liners. That one's way in the dirt and way outside, 1-0. Spears from Delgado Community College in Louisiana. Nave of New Orleans. He looks at another one for a ball. There's that one high. 3-0 now. In danger of issuing a walk. Spears went 0 for 2, drew a walk, and struck out against the Whistle Pigs on game one of Thursday's doubleheader. And that's a four pitch walk, so a leadoff walk here in the third inning. It's the first walk issued by Yetter, first walk issued by either pitcher today.
Now batting for Bristol number 24, the shortstop, Hector Manguel.
Hector Manguel steps in, the shortstop. He's made some good defensive plays. Manguel, the native of Rio Grande, Puerto Rico, as that's a ball low in the dirt. That's five straight balls now from Yetter. Manguel plays at Missouri. Went to TNXL Academy down in Florida. Ocoee, Florida. Manguel looks at the next pitch. That's another ball. Six straight balls now from Yetter. And that's going to bring Canyon Brown out to talk to his pitcher. Manguel, 267 batting average, a double, three runs, and three RBIs for the Tigers this season out in Columbia, Missouri. Was a top 500 recruit in the class of 2021, according to Perfect Game, coming out of course, TNXL Academy down in Florida. Runner at first, nobody out after the leadoff walk issued by Yetter to Spears. There's a strike, and that breaks up six straight balls from Yetter. So 2-1 coming from Yetter. That one's high, misses 3-1, and that one almost clips Manguel. Three-one count from Yetter. Spears Jr. over at first base. 3-1. That one just catches the corner, and it's now a full count. Bullpen standing up for the Fly Boys. No one in there yet, but you got to think only the third inning. Both starters have gone at least five innings so far. Reaching out to Manguel over to Diaz. He throws up the first, and that's the out. So productive out as running on the pitch was Spears Jr. State Lions avoid deep double play for a second straight inning, and back to the top of the order comes State Liners with Kyan Cruz. Cruz struck out his last time up back in the first inning. That was how the game started for Yetter. His first pitch from Yetter. He reaches that one off of Yetter's glove. Yetter's going to run over. Throw the first is in time, but it does move the runner over. That was almost a heck of a play by Yetter, but he couldn't hold on to it. Had to run back behind the mound to grab it. Throw over the first was in time, but a productive out for Cruz. But the lead run stands 90 feet away as Eric Arato can bring home Spears Jr. with anything to the outfield. Arato had a deep fly out the center field his last time up. And the wind that was blowing in has now died down a little bit here. It's blowing in a little bit, but not as much as it was. As he looks at that first pitch strike. Blowing heavily in, more toward first base. Now blowing straight behind us at home plate, or straight toward us at home plate. The flag out in center field is slowly moving, not as much as it was earlier. That one's low, 1-1. Sun's starting to go down here in Bristol, Tennessee. Bristol, Virginia. I guess you could say both. They're called State Liners for a reason. Stadium is located in Virginia, however. The 1-1. That was in the dirt, blocked by Brown. Now 2-1. Brown has to come out to give it up to Yetter. A wild pitch is how the Axemen scored what would end up being a lead run for the time. And back in the bottom of the eighth inning, part of a five-run bottom of the eighth on opening night. The 2-1. That one's reached for, going to get nubbed. Kanaday's going to run over. Diving catch is made! Aiden Kanaday, are you serious? Lays all the way out to make the grab and saves a run for the Fly Boys. What a play by Aiden Kanaday. We head to top of the fourth inning. Still no score here in Bristol on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at ehstn.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
First for Greenville here in the top of the fourth inning, the center fielder, number one, William Taylor.
Will Taylor will lead off the top of the fourth inning after a great play by Aiden Kanaday. Saves a run and keeps the game scoreless here, heading in the top of the fourth inning. Taylor will step in. He's 0 for 1 today. Flew out to right field. His last time up. It's a big swing and will foul it off right behind us, right behind himself, in front of the net. 0-1. So Taylor steps in. As Pester's done pretty well. Just two hits, one strikeout, no runs given up. Taylor gets that one. I was going to get lifted toward the left field, running over, and it'll go off the wall. Can't get there to center fielder. Taylor's going to get in there to second. He's going to try for three. Taylor is going to get thrown out at third. What a play. Taylor kind of hesitated a bit, trying to run around second. But the great throw from Carruz and then throw to short. Mangual throws it over to Spears Jr., and Taylor was out by a mile. So he'll get credit for the single, but it's then out on the throw. 8-6-5. Great cutoff throw by Mangual. Now, as all that momentum's gone away, Bo Ankeny comes up, first pitch swinging over to the third baseman. The throw is in time, and Ankeny goes down, and just like that, after starting off with some momentum you thought there would be, that's quickly two outs for the Fly Boys. So some momentum and just taken away by the State Liners. Great defensive effort tonight as pitch from Fester to Kanaday is in the dirt. Kanaday made that great defensive catch to end the third inning and keep this a scoreless game. But Kanaday at the plate, ground out the short, is last time up. The 1-0 coming. Kanaday chips that one. Running over, picking up his Fester. Throw the first is high and off the bag, and safe is Kanaday. Fester threw that one just high. Having to jump up was Gilmore. That probably should be an infield single. That was going to be a bang-bang play, but we'll see how it is ruled. Regardless, it's a runner on with two outs, and yes, they're going to rule that an infield single for Canaday. So Canaday going to start off hopefully something going, but you got to think if Taylor was over at third, it'd probably be a run right now. It'd be 1-0. Hitting that one, Sailor over the short for the first in time, and that's out number three. So Canada gets a two-out base infield single. But again, the Flyboys are off the board. We played top of the fourth is over. Heading to the bottom of the fourth, it's time for the State Liners getting set for their chance to bat. When we return, this is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Back here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network, is still scoreless after Will Taylor gunned down at third, and then Canada can't score after Sailor grounds out to second. So still scoreless here. Looking around the rest of the Appy League, as some games have started off, as Kingsport and Bluefield are in the bottom of the first inning. Still no score in that one. Burlington and Princeton have just started. Are just getting ready to start. Starting about 3 minutes, Pulaski's at Johnson City, and Dansville's at Elizabethton, a battle of two 2-0 teams. Here comes Jack Tomlinson. Tomlinson had a single and a stolen base his last time up with two outs in the first, but left at second. That pitch just misses a breaking ball from Yetter. 1-0. That one just finds the corner and it's a strike, 1-1. Flyboys left three runners on base. The State Liners have left two so far. No errors yet. It is a relief for the Flyboys. They're committing five. That one's popped up to Diaz. Diaz going to call off Will Brown. And he will make the catch. And there's quickly one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. These two teams playing a doubleheader, as all games are doubleheaders. Or, excuse me, playing a two-game series. All games are two-game series here in the Appy League. It's Ryan Gilmore steps in. Gilmore takes a big swing and a miss. He struck out his last time up to end the first inning. Play at 6 o'clock again tomorrow in a 7-inning game. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Brown, scooped up, and 1-1. New rules for the Appy League, 7-inning games on Sunday. Try to save some of those pitching arms, the 1-1. That one's hit by Gilmore over to the gap. No one's going to there. It's going to roll all the way toward Taylor at the wall. Taylor's going to throw over the third. No one's covering second, so that's a stand-up, one-out double for Ryan Gilmore. Third hit of the day. And they've had a base runner in every single inning at the State Liners. Haven't brought anyone home to score yet. Spears got all the way to third, but was stranded there to end the third inning. But Gilmore's one out double. Young up to bat now. Striking out is last time up. He'll hit that one up the short. Diaz going to throw the first, and that will be in time to Ankeny. And also that holds Gilmore at second, so the 6-3 put out makes it two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So State Liners in danger of leaving their third runner on base and leaving their second runner in scoring position stranded. Here's Garcia. Had a single, but was caught in a double play ball, and a ball that hung up behind second base. As that one's nubbed off the end of the bat and will go foul toward the State Liners bullpen. Ball just hung up in the air. Brock Daniels made the catch. Garcia was already at second, and Daniels stared right at him over at second base on the other side and then gunned him out at first. It's the first double play of the year turned by the Flyboys. The other one, that's in the dirt, now 1-1. Garcia did make a nice little diving catch to Rob Daniels back in the first inning. So they've both stolen some base paths away from each other today in this contest. No score, 1-1 count, two outs, but there's a runner at second for the State Liners. Allen's in the dirt, blocked by Brown. It's 2-1. The Ridge Runners have struck in Bluefield. They're up 2-0 on Kingsport, and the bases are still loaded in the bottom of the first inning for them. No score here. 2-1 pitch coming from Yetter. Throw to Garcia, and Garcia looks at a strike, and it's 2-2, and the count is deuces wild, and a chance for Yetter to get out of this inning while keeping the Liners off the board yet again. A 2-2 pitch. Yeah, they're just the run at second. Now throwing over. That one's hit right up the middle, up toward Taylor. Rounding third is Gilmore. The throw to the plate's way offline, and that's going to be the first run of the game for the State Liners, and for the first time this season, a team has scored against the Flyboys before the fifth inning. So a 2-2 count. Garcia gets an RBI single, lasers one up the middle. And Gilmore comes all the way around, scores. The throw by Taylor was well wide the plate. And now Manny Garza has a chance to get something continuing as that ball misses high for Yetter, 1-0. Garza popped up into that double play his last time up, but has a runner at second base, and as this tie has been broken, 1-0 lead for the State Liners. That one's ripped toward the outfield. It's going to bloop in front of Will Taylor. Taylor's going to throw the cutoff throw. It's going to be held at second, and that's another RBI single with two outs. And it is now a 2-0 game. Back-to-back two-out singles have given the State Liners a 2-0 lead. Here comes Will Spears Jr. He drew a walk, got all the way to third, but goes stranded his last time up in the third inning. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. First time you've seen a starting pitcher give up any runs this season for the Flyboys. It's the earliest anyone has scored in the Greenville Flyboys game, including the Flyboys. That one's way outside in the dirt, 1-1. Yetter did pitch on opening night, so second game he's pitched in this season. First start of the year. That one's going to get fouled off into the net. It's 1-2, but once again, Yetter a strike away from ending the inning. He was back when Garcia came up the bat. Now a 2-2 count. The 1-2. That one's hit high into the air over to the right fielder. Dalton's going to make the catch. And that's how the inning ends, but not before the state liners strike first. They score a pair of runs on a pair of two-out singles to take a 2-0 lead. We head to the top of the fifth inning. Your score, Bristol 2, Greenville 0 on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bristol takes a 2-0 lead after the fourth inning after back-to-back RBI singles. Get the Liners on the scoreboard. This is the earliest anyone has scored in a Greenville Flyboys game this year, or the earliest anyone has scored against the Flyboys this season. It was the sixth inning when the Axemen scored their first run of the year on opening night. Then they didn't score again until the seventh inning last night. The Flyboys haven't scored runs until the sixth and seventh innings so far this season. Okay, and Fester steps up. He has given up four hits. There's one strikeout, and most importantly, he has kept Flyboys off the board. Flyboys have left three runners on base. Here comes Will Brown up to bat. He had a single, reached all the way to second and the third, but was stranded there. As he swings at the first pitch, kind of golfs down at the end of his bat. Fester's to cover first and makes the play, does the first baseman, Gilmore. And there's quickly after the first pitch, one away. It's the second time Gilmore's had to cover over, and Fester's had to go cover first, and both times it's been out. So great communication by the liners. Defense. Here's Shamar Dalton. Flew out to the left his last time up. That one's hit. First pitch. Right back to the pitcher for the first in time. And only two pitches in. There are two outs here. Top of the fifth. That brings up the catcher, Canyon Brown. So, yeah, 2-0 game. Flyboys have swung at the first two pitches, and now Brown will look to see what he can get going. He got a single last time up, but was stuck on first base. And Brown swings at the first pitch he sees, but he fouls it off, so it'll be a longer than three pitches will the top of the fifth inning. Kenny Brown steps in as team trails 2-0 with two outs. The top of the fifth inning. Against some offense, it's come alive for the Flyboys. Brown, that one kind of knobs him up. He pops it up, running over all the way from second. Is the second baseman, Garcia. He makes a catch on the run right before Tau territory. And just a four-pitch inning for Fester. And that ends the top of the fifth. So the State Liners looking to add on to their lead. We return here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
New pitcher for the Greenville Flyboys here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That is Tyler Blankenship. He comes in, the right-hander out of Yuba Community College. Makes his debut for the Flyboys. The Roseville, California native. In 12 appearances, he had a 1-6 record, 2 saves, 29 and a third innings, 40 hits, 43 runs, 29 of those were earned, 21 walks, 20 strikeouts, and 8.90 ERA. He did strike out 5 batters in a win over Contra Costa back on April 28th, season high. So close the book on Yetter. He goes 4 innings, gives up 5 hits, 2 runs, both for earned, walks 1, and strikes out 3, both those runs coming in the 4th inning. Call now to Blankenship. Blankenship also batted this year for the Cowboys of Yuba. He had a .221 batting average, a .396 on-base percentage this season. 8 RBIs and 4 doubles and 10 runs scored for Yuba. So he did it all for the Cowboys this year. Now looking to keep this a 2-run game for the Flyboys. Chip also plays a little guitar in his free time, as noticed by when yours truly picked him up at the airport and had to figure out how to stick the guitar in a Nissan Kicks that was given to us. We somehow made it work. Don't know how. Between that and between a second trip having to carry back 6'9" Carson Jacobs in that same car, we made it work picking up from the airport. Blankenship finally able to make his debut for the Flyboys here, and he'll do it against Manguel. Sector Manguel looks at the first pitch strike from Blankenship. He grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. Manguel's made some good plays at short for State Liners. Reaches for that one and hits it right back up the middle, and that is a leadoff single for State Liners, 6th hit of the game. For Bristol. So only 2 pitches, and Blankenship gives up his first hit of the game, and I'll already bring out some discussion from Canyon Brown. Base runner in every inning for the State Liners, and that's why they've gotten this 2-0 lead, finally able to bring one across, and back to the top of the order as it will be number 2, Kyron Cruz, coming up. 0-2, grounded out to the pitcher. His last time, that was a ball that went off of the glove of Yetter, and Yetter made the play over to Ankeny at first, the 0-1. Over a strike card, now it's 0-1. Scoreboard still had 0-1 written on it. That was the first pitch to Cruz. 0-1, coming from Blankenship with a runner at first base. Bristol with a 2-0 lead. The pitch, runner's going to go. Canyon Brown's going to throw a second. Not in time. And he is safe, is Manguel. So that's a stolen base. Manguel steals the base. Him and Daniels dap each other up, as that was kind of a hard collision there between the two, but everybody looks to be okay. So now the double play is out of effect, and it's 1-1 to Cruz. Manguel now at second base. 1-1, that one's high, and it's now 2-1. 2-1 count. Pitch coming to Cruz. That one just found the strike zone. It's 2-2. That one just snuck in there. Cruz did not agree with the call, but they just found the edge. Now it's 2-2. We get another run in the State Liners to extend this lead to at least 3-0. 2-2, and time's going to get called by Cruz. He'll take a little practice swing at the pitch. It will not count. Manguel over at second, following the stolen base. That is the second of the night for the State Liners. The 2-2. That one's golfed over Blankenship's head, caught by Daniels off the hop. Throw the first in time, but a productive out as it moves the runner over the third. Blankenship lost his glove, too. He tried to reach up for it, and his glove just slipped all the way off. And he kind of just stood there in a wide stance in no man's land, but luckily Daniel's back there to help him out. Eric Arado up the bat. He was the guy that lined it out to Aiden Kennedy back in the third on the diving catch to end the inning. First pitch from Blankenship is for a strike. Anything to the outfield, though, would probably bring on Manguel. He's showing off his speed tonight. That one's fouled off behind the little terrace area. There's a good, solid crowd come here tonight for opening night for the State Liners. Kind of wonder if the early start would deter some people, but no, it's been a beautiful day for weather, beautiful day for baseball, and this is a great crowd gathered here at Boyce Cox Field. The 0-2 pitch. One's high, 1-2. I haven't seen a pitcher between Yetter or Blankenship just go right at a batter after two strikes. They have tried to get in the chase so far today. Coach Curtis wants his pitchers to throw strikes and be more aggressive. Trying to train them there, of course. Getting set with a new catcher is difficult. That one's hit down the third base line, but will go foul. It's 1-2. Play made. That play not quite made in the bullpen as that one's dropped by looks like Fidel Ulloa dropped that one. It's 1-2. So 1-2 count, one out, run at third base for Arado. Oh, 1-2 pitch. That one almost hits Arado. He gets out of the way, and it's now 2-2. Blankenship looking to keep the Liners off the board and avoid making this a 3-0 game, giving off the leadoff single. 2-2, that one's fouled off, and Arado stays alive. Looks like a fan made the catch. Can't quite see from our vantage point, but there's a little berm behind us. Looks like it was a nice catch by a fan, so congrats to them. 2-2 count now coming from Blankenship to Arado. Here's the pitch. That one's hit down the third baseline and just goes foul. They'll say it went foul. A manager for State Liners not happy with that one. That would have been at least a double. We'll score at least 1-2. It was close. It was very close. From up here, it looked like it just stayed fair. Will Brown couldn't quite get to it, but umpires got a better view down the field than we do up here, so. Call stands 2-2. That's one of those, as Coach Curtis said in his meeting, got charged to the game. Just shake it off if you're the State Liners. That pitch breaks and breaks way too much. The count runs full. So, Arado will step back in. If he can draw a walk, that put runners at the corners with just one out. The payoff pitch coming from Blankenship. That one's golfed right toward Canada. Canada will catch. Mangualf thought about tagging up, but he will hold at third. And there are two away. So back-to-back flyouts to the left by Arado, and that takes away the sacrifice chance for the Liners. Jack Tomlinson steps in. With two outs. Tomlinson. One for two with a single and a stolen base today. He popped out the short his last time up to start the fourth inning. He lobs that one to the outfield. It's going to land in front of Dalton, and another run scores. So second hit of the day for Tomlinson. First RBI of the day. And he's now two for three with an RBI single. And it is a 3-0 lead for the State Liners. And that's the first run given up by Blankenship in his first appearance. And now here comes Ryan Gilmore. He came around to score after getting a double back in the second as that pitch from Blankenship almost hits him. It's 1-0. Gilmore lead had a one-out double in the fourth. And came around to score after back-to-back RBI singles. Blankenship will check on Tomlinson over at first. Chip comes and fires. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1. Blankenship looking to, after he comes in, gives up a run to keep this down. It's Bristol, the only team to score in the first five innings against the Fly Boys this year. That one misses outside, broke a little too much, 2-1. Some action in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. It looks like up here it's either Nathan Kaiser or Carson Jacobs. Thompson's going to go off for Bob Brown, not in time. That's the second stolen base of the day for Tomlinson. That's the third stolen base of the game. As the catchers have struggled a bit. Cunniff had two errors last night. Brown had one in the opening night. And catchers have been struggling here early on. 3-1 count to Gilmore. He swings a breaking ball in the dirt. Good pitch. And now the count runs full for the second straight batter. Blankenship looking to get out of this jam after giving up one run and leave it to that. This team down 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. A payoff pitch from Blankenship to Gilmore. That one's low, and that's a walk. It's ball four.
Now batting number 34, the designated hitter, Eli Young.
So Eli Young now up to bat. For the third time tonight, he's 0-for-2. Ground out to short his last time up. Now his runners at first and second with two outs. The State Liners have already scored one run and are up 3-0. There's a pitch, and that's in there for a strike, 0-1. Thompson is largely at second. The Axeman, Mays White, did steal third the other night, and now in throwing error by Cunniff led them coming around the score. So stealing third is a viable option for the State Liners. So they look at the scouting report. That one's in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Thompson's taking a big lead right behind the umpire, Gabe Vargas, standing between second and short. The 1-1 pitch. That one's going to get chopped foul. And it's 1-2, and Blankenship a strike away from ending this inning. Mm-hmm. is a long season here. 58 games, all 58 games broadcast here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. And we'll finally get to be back home starting on Monday. A two-game series with Danville Otterbots. They'll unveil the 2021 Appy League Championship banner. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Blankenship gets out of the inning, but not before the State Liners add on another run and take a 3-0 lead after five innings of play. See if the Fly Boys can return the favor and strike back for the first time today. You're listening to the Fly Boys Radio Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, one Horned Frog is going to replace another as Confessor is done for the day. He goes five innings, gives up four hits, only strikes out one, but the most important stat, didn't give up any runs, especially with Will Taylor getting all the way to third. Fly Boys also having two runners on at one point with one out back in the third inning. So here comes his teammate from Texas Christian, Tripp Banta. He threw just two and a third innings with the Horned Frogs, only allowed one hit and zero runs. Also had a walk and two strikeouts, so he has an ERA of zero. The lefty coming out after the righty, Fester, finishes up. He's from Fort Worth, Texas. So a pair of Horned Frogs coming in to take for the State Liners today. Beautiful day for baseball, already topped the sixth inning here, and a game that started at 6 o'clock p.m. Tomorrow's game will also start at 6 o'clock and will be a seven-inning game. All Sunday games are seven-inning games in the Appy League this season. Try to save some arms, try to avoid some injuries, of course, here in summer ball. Summer ball is all about really developmental, and, of course, with this league being held up by the Appy League and Major League Baseball, you're having a lot of eyes on you that you may not have in some other leagues, especially for freshmen and sophomores here. So a big chance here for a lot of guys to get seen that maybe they have not been drafted or wanting to get drafted soon. Taylor Aguilar is one of those guys from Grand Canyon who played here last year for the Fly Boys. He has had a heck of a season for the Antelopes. Had a heck of a day today at the NCAA Regional. First pitch from Banta is to Diaz. And that's a big swing and a miss, and that's a first pitch strike. Top of the order back around, and they have recorded one hit as that pitch just misses, 1-1. The only hit came from the top third of this lineup by Will Taylor. And he was gunned out by a heck of a throw by the center fielder, Cruz. 1-1 pitch coming from the lefty, Banta. That one's hit by Diaz. Going to hang high in the air, making the catch. And right is Arado. And there's one away. So that brings up Brock Daniels.
Second base, number two, Brock Daniels.
He's 0-2. He popped out. He lined out to second and popped out to right. Is last two times at the plate. and gets something going on the Fly Boys. Four hits, but no runs today. So that first pitch in the dirt for a ball. Seven hits and three runs for State Liners. They have had a runner on base in every single inning. Have had a hit in every single inning except for the third. Reached on a walk. 0-1-0. That was enough for a strike. It's 1-1. The Fly Boys have left three runners on base. The State Liners have left five on base. But again, the State Liners have brought three in to score. 1-1 pitch coming from Banta. And Daniels fouls that one off the back of home plate, and it's 1-2. Well, Taylor is on deck, and you got to think, though, that was a single later in the fourth inning by Canada. And with Taylor's speed, he probably would have scored on that play and would have changed the complexion of this game a little bit. Maybe at least a two-run deficit instead of a three-run deficit. 0-1-2 from Banta. In there for strike three. Great pitch, great movement. And that's the first strike out of the day by Banta. That was a really good breaking ball. That just froze Daniels and got the edge of the strike zone for the second out, and here comes Will Taylor. Taylor got a single to start the fourth inning, but was gunned out trying to go for a triple. That pitch by Ban is in there, gets to the bottom edge for a strike, 0-1. Good location by Banta. He's moving around the strike zone and just freezing these Fly Boy hitters. He's thrown from the stretch, too, this entire time. Hasn't had much of a windup here. The 0-1. That one almost hits Taylor. Tried to get that edge again, just missed on that one, and it's 1-1. Lights have come on here in Bristol, but don't need them yet. Sun's still out again with this game starting at 6 o'clock. Sun won't set till about 8:30, 9 o'clock here. The 1-1. That one just misses again, 2-1. So I may have to find the corner again as Banta's. Already someone standing up in the State Liners bullpen, so you got to wonder how long Banta's going to go for Bristol. There was some action in the bullpen last half inning for the Fly Boys. See if anyone comes in next half inning. That one misses again, 3-1. So Banta trying to find that spot, just can't find it. And it's 3-1. Well, Taylor has reached safely in his first two games despite not recording a single hit this season and has a chance to do that again with a 3-1 count. The pitch, that one finds the bottom of the zone, and that's in there, and runs the count full. Little check swing from Taylor, but it's found the zone. So payoff pitch coming from Banta, looking to get a second straight strikeout. Taylor looking to get something going for the Fly Boys, down 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning. As Taylor will call time and will now reset. So Banta with the pitch, and swing and a miss. Gets Taylor swinging back-to-back strikeouts by Trent Banta as the Horned Frogs of Fester and Banta have been on fire tonight, keeping the Fly Boys off the board. Head to the bottom of the sixth inning, State Liners looking to extend their lead. We return your score, Bristol 3, Greenville 0 on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
New arm in for the Flyboys, and it's Nate Kaiser, freshman out of USC Sockahatchie down in Allendale, Fairfax, South Carolina. The native of Spartanburg, South Carolina, went to Spartanburg High School. RS from people of my neck of the woods call Spartan High. Rough season with the Indians this year. Went 0 for 5 with a 12-12 ERA. 26 innings pitched, 27 strikeouts, and 17 walks. 47 hits, 27 runs, 25 of those were earned. But did have a great outing against Lewisburg Community College on April 10th. 5 innings pitched, allowing 5 hits, 1 run, 4 strikeouts, and a walk against the Hurricanes on April 10th. So he's got some stuff there. Sockahatchie, though, just had a rough season. They're in a very rough region, if you know about JUCO baseball in the area of South Carolina, North Carolina. Florence, Darlington Tech, it seems like every year makes the World Series or Super Regional, and along with Spartanburg Methodist College. So it's just a tough region down in South Carolina for JUCO baseball. But he has a first pitch strike from Kaiser. That closes the door on Blankenship. One inning, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. A walk and a strikeout as Garcia steps up, Jeremy Garcia. An RBI single and came around to score back in the fourth inning. The 0-1 squares to bunt as Garcia, and that one's fouled behind the plate, and now it's 0-2. That probably takes away any second chance at a bunt here. A walk-off bunt single is how the Axemen knocked off the Flyboys on opening day, so it's entirely possible the bunts have worked against the Flyboys so far. Big swing and a miss, and on 3 pitches, 3 strikes, Kaiser. His first strikeout of the game. There's one away. That is back-to-back strikeouts now. Going back to the fifth inning with Blankenship for the Flyboys. Fifth of the day, the pitching staff has been solid for the Flyboys. This is the first cracks you saw earlier from Yetter and Blankenship. Again, this is without a pitching coach. No pitching coach yet for the Flyboys. They are in process of hiring one. After the former pitching coach had to back out through the prior commitment as that ball misses to Garza. Garza, an RBI single his last time up. He brought in Garcia. Working quickly. That one's going to hit over to Ankeny. Ankeny makes the catch at first. Throw over to Kaiser. And that is out number 2. So only 5 pitches and 2 outs. 31 putouts. Kaiser doing well in the Palmetto State Proud so far early in his lineup. One of 2 players from South Carolina on the Flyboys roster, Will Taylor being the other from Irmo, South Carolina. He played at Dutch Fork High School. Both went to 2 of the biggest schools in the state for sports, 2 of the biggest for baseball as well. That pitch from Kaiser misses low to Spears Jr. Spears has reached on a walk and came around to score. Pardon me, he reached on a walk and was stuck at third in the third inning. That one's hit high, deep to the outfield. It's going to keep going, going to hang up for Taylor to grab it. And on just 7 pitches, Kaiser gets out of the innings and keeps the state liners off the board. 2/3 of the way home here in Bristol. We head to the top of the 7th. Bristol 3, Greenville 0 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
First batter for Greenville here in the top of the seventh inning, first baseman, number 35.
So Bo Ankeny will lead off the top of the seventh inning as Fly Boys looking for some offense, down 3-0 to the State Liners. Ankeny 0-2 today. Did have a home run on opening night against the Axemill on the first pitch he saw in the sixth inning. So see if he can get one here on the first pitch he sees leading off the sixth inning. That one's in the dirt away for a ball 1-0, so that would not happen. Banta has been solid. He's had two strikeouts already in just one inning of work. As the TCU Horned Frogs, Fester and Banta have kept the Fly Boys off the board in this one so far. A 1-0 pitch. That one's in the dirt, almost hits Ankeny's foot. It's 2-0. You're seeing Banta's trying to get some movement, hit the corner, but after getting it on Brock Daniels, hasn't been able to find that spot and freeze the hitters yet. Ray Berry is warming up in the bullpen for the Axemen. He's local guy, goes to King University just up the down the road in Tennessee. That pitch is in there for a strike, 2-1. Ray from Chihaui, Virginia, playing for the Tornado this past season. The 2-1 pitch coming to Ankeny. Can't find that spot again. It's 3-1. Trying to find that same spot he found against Daniels. Found it once against Taylor. He's not been able to. He did get Taylor to chase on a pitch on the other side of the plate for the strikeout to end the sixth inning. 3-1 pitch coming. Ankeny nubs that one. It's going to roll toward the pitcher. Throw from Banta to the first is in. Plenty of time. And that's the out. Good play by Banta on a ugly hit by Ankeny. And it's thrown out. Those Banta to first base. And here comes Aiden Canaday. 1-2 with a single his last time up, but he was stuck at first in the fourth. First pitch comes in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Daniels was the last lefty that stepped up and got him on that spot, and last two righties he hasn't has Banta on that breaking pitch down the corner. 0-1 goes to the other side of the plate, and that's a load of dirt, 1-1. So the 1-1 comes from Canaday, who the diving catch, the third inning. That one gets right down the middle. Nice moving on that one. Freezes Canada, and it's 1-2. Like we said, it's only 3-10 to right field, so anyone can pull one, especially Canada, that, and can get high enough over the wall. That's a home run. That one hits in the dirt, and it's 2-2. It spins away from the catcher, Garza. Pick it up and change out a new ball with our umpire, Matthew Metcalf. What's in a good crowd here in Bristol for opening night. Just a great night for baseball. Nice weather, not too hot. A little bit of a breeze blowing in. Just perfect, especially after opening day had a rain delay for them up in Princeton and a rain delay in Kingsport for the Fly Boys. The 2-2. That one gets in there. That's strike three, and that's strikeout number three for Banta as he has struck out three of the last four batters he has faced today. That brings up Kian Saylor up to bat. 0 for 2, ground out to second his last time up. Saylor looking to get something going here. He's seen some power in practice, but hasn't been able to do anything with it yet as that wall misses way outside, and it's 1-0. Might be the one issue with Banta. He's had some control issues, and he's trying to hit the same spot almost every single time, and it's kind of tipping off these hitters. Kind of waiting and seeing if he's going to actually hit it before swinging at it. The 1-0 pitch coming from Banta to Saylor. That one misses just high. 2-0. Garza tried to frame that one, but didn't quite get down in time. That is ball two. Barry's done warming up, or Barry's continuing to warm up in the bullpen, excuse me. So we'll see if Banta's done as that one gets in there for a strike, 2-1. Nice movement on that pitch for Banta. She's already had three strikeouts today, four combined strikeouts for the State Liners pitchers. The 2-1 in the dirt, now 3-1. Banta looking to avoid giving up his first walk. That would be the first walk of the day for any State Liner pitcher. Two have been given up by the three pitchers combined for the Flyboys. They have five strikeouts combined between the trio of Yetter, Blankenship, and Kaiser. The 3-1. That one's hit foul off to the berm. And the count runs full for the first time for Banta today. Or the second time for Banta today. Flyboys have not had a hit since the fourth inning so far. That was Canada's two-out single. That's the last time they've had a base runner as well. Payoff pitch, and that one's fouled off behind the berm as well. Saylor will step in. Another payoff pitch coming from Banta. We'll get something going here. 3-2. That one's fouled off again behind the berm. That's three straight foul balls hit to the same spot. Saylor stays alive. So 3-2 count coming. Once again, the payoff pitch here in the top of the seventh. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fourth strikeout of the game by Banta, and he has struck out four of the last five batters for the Flyboys and keeps the Flyboys off the board again. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time here in Bristol. State Liners up 3-0. You're listening to the Flyboys Ride Casting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nate Kaiser back on the bump again. He needed just seven pitches to end the sixth inning. Including a strikeout on the first three pitches he threw coming out of the bullpen. And Hector Manguel will step up to bat. He is 1-for-2 with a single and a stolen base as he hits the first pitch to short. Diaz picks it up for the first in time, one away. So guys are working quickly, and this is what manager Jermaine Curtis has wanted to see from his pitching staff, just working quickly, getting out of innings. So far, he has done so as Kyron Cruz steps in 0-for-3 with a strikeout today. He grounded out to second his last time up. First pitch, and that one misses high for a ball, 1-0. That's just the second ball thrown today by Kaiser. Now time's been called as fly boy pitcher warming in the bullpen throws the ball into the outfield, and I believe that is number 15, Caswell Smith, College of Charleston pitcher warming up as that pitch finds a strike zone, 1-1. Beautiful night here in Bristol. Beautiful night all over the Appy League. There's a lot of Appy League action going on. 1-1, that one just misses. And quite sure where it missed, but it just missed. That missed high. It's 2-1. Burlington and Princeton tied at 1 at the top of the third. Pulaski and Johnson City tied at 1 at the bottom of the third inning. As that one skied high off the edge of the bat. Ankeny is going to settle underneath it. Daniels calls him off, and Daniels will make the catch. And Cruz is now 0-for-4 today. Comes Eric Arado. He's 0-for-3 today and is lined out to Aiden Kennedy two times in a row. But luckily, his team's up 3-0. Could have been 4-0 if it not for a diving catch by Kennedy back at the end of the third inning to save a run. First pitch from Kaiser's high, 1-0. So Caswell Smith, like we said, warming up in the bullpen, but Kaiser has been pretty quickly. This will be, I believe, the 12th pitch of his outing. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. Sun starting to set, some shadows coming in as pitcher's mound and shortstop and center field still in the sun. Here at Bryce Cox Field and taking time, and Arado's got something in his eye, I think. He'll get it out of his eye and step back in. That's the second player you've seen today for St. Liners with something in the eye. Tomlinson had it sliding back the first, back in the first inning. 1-1, fouls that one off right in the on-deck circle, almost nails Tomlinson. But misses him, and now it's 1-2, and Kaiser has a chance to get out of frame. One, two count to Arado with two outs. His team up 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kaiser the pitch. Nubbed off the end of the bat right to Diaz, and he will make the catch. And that will end the inning. And for seven, still 3-0. The State Liners lead. Kaiser's come in and has been able to keep the Liners off the scoreboard. We head to the top of the eighth inning. 3-0 our score here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Three nothing lead for the State Liners, and a new pitcher in for Bristol is number 10, Ray Berry from King University. So close the book on Banta. He goes two innings, strikes out four, no hits, no runs. Five strikeouts for the two TCU pitchers, Banta and Fester, today. Looking at Berry, of course, he is a Virginia native from Chihuahua, Virginia. Goes to King University in Bristol, Tennessee, just down the road. Made 12 appearances with a 5-5 record last year. Struck out 40 batters. That was second highest for the Tornado this season. And for a career high, 6 in the third innings against Southern Wesleyan, picking up a win. And had 8 strikeouts February 11th against Emory and Henry in the win over the Wasp for the Tornado. Stepping in will be Will Brown as 9 straight batters have been retired for the Flyboys. They have not, or excuse me, 10 straight batters have been retired for Flyboys. They have not recorded a hit since the fourth inning. Will Brown has one of those. He had a single back in the second. First pitch finds the strike zone, and it's 0-1. Brown, 1 for 2 today. Grounded out to first base. The 0-1. That one just finds the bottom of the strike zone. That may have been a good frame job by Garza. Regardless, it's a college strike, and now quickly 0-2 from Berry. He takes off the first pitch, and he's ready to go again. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a ball in the dirt. 3 pitches, 3 strikes for Berry. That is the 6th strikeout of the game and the 11th straight batter for retired by the State Liners. Of the last 6 hitters, 5 have struck out for the Flyboys, including 3 straight. Dalton now up to bat. He's 0 for 2 today. Shamar Dalton looks at a ball in the dirt, 1-0. That ends the chance of the immaculate inning. This has been a fairly quick game of pace. Started at 6:05 and already just 5 outs remaining for the Flyboys to score at least 3 runs. The 1-0. Allen's low, 2-0. Someone is standing in the Bristol bullpen, so it may come in after Berry, if Berry can get out of this inning. But, of course, down 2-0 to his second batter, Shamar Dalton. The 2-0 pitch. That one's chopped over the first, picked up in plenty of time by Gilmore. Step on the back, and there's two away. That will be first baseman unassisted is how that will be scored, and that's 12 straight batters retired by the State Liners, but that's the first batter of the last 3 that has not struck out. A ball hasn't gotten out of the infield for the Flyboys since the top of the 6th inning when Diaz flew out to right. Now here comes Canyon Brown. He is 1 for 2 today. Looks at that first pitch strike right down the middle. It's 0 for 1. You got both North Carolina A&T batters at the bottom of this order. The 0-1 count. Allen's in the dirt in front of the plate, and now it's 1-1. Plenty of insurance for the State Liners. They'd love to add on at least another run. After Kaiser has come in, has been very good for the Flyboys. The end of this one, and his so far 2 innings of relief. The 1-1 pitch. That one's skied high to center field. And running over will be the left fielder. Nope, and now center fielder calls him off. That is Cruz, and that will be the out. So, 13 straight batters have been retired for the Fly Boys. And now the State Liners look to add on some insurance. Up 3-0, we head to the bottom of the eighth inning on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Caswell Smith now into the game to pitch for the Fly Boys after Nate Kaiser goes two innings with no hits, no runs, and strikes out one. And so Smith will come on, maybe the final pitcher of the day for the Fly Boys. Smith from the College of Charleston, they have a ball ground, Georgia. Only threw 5 2/3 innings for the Cougars this season. A 1-2 record and a 25-4 run ERA. He gave up 10 hits, 17 runs, and 16 of those were earned. 4 strikeouts to 7 walks. However, he did earn a win over Northeastern on March 27th. He allowed 2 hits in that one inning, but was able to close out the game and get the win over the Huskies for Cougars. Since Kaiser's come in, there have been, probably since the bottom of the fifth inning, the final out, there have been 7 straight batters retired for the State Liners. There have been 13 straight batters retired for the Fly Boys after the State Liners had a base runner reach in every inning in the first 5 innings. They have gone cold as well, as the bullpens from up these teams have done very well. Here comes Jack Tomlinson, who has had a heck of a day. He is 2-for-3 with an RBI single and 2 stolen bases. He has been phenomenal today when he's gotten on base, and the fans love him over at the Beer Terrace, and fans at the State Lines enjoying a drink. They've been chanting JT every time he stepped up the bat. The first pitch from Smith is outside, 1-0. Once again, a good crowd here tonight, and opening night for the State Liners, 1-0. Big swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Opening night for the Fly Boys in Pioneer Park will be on Monday at 7 against the Danville Otterbots, as they'll make one more trip up to Bristol on Sunday. Big swing and miss, and 1-2 for Caswell Smith. Tomlinson steps in the 1-2. That game tomorrow again starts 6 o'clock again. Pre-game show here at 5:45. The Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. The 1-2 reaches for it. Foul up behind the berm. It's 1-2. State Liners do a pitcher throwing. It looks like Will Hunt, who may come in for Barry. And that one's way outside. Caswell Smith knows he missed that one. It's 2-2. That one broke, and it just didn't break back in. Way outside, and Brown couldn't catch up to it. It's 2-2 from Smith. That one gets in the dirt and out 3-2. And danger of issuing a leadoff walk would be the first base runner for the State Liners since the bottom of the fifth inning. And that's a big swing and a miss. So 9 straight batters retired by this flyboy defense, and the first strikeout of the season for Caswell Smith. Every pitcher that has played in this game today for both teams has recorded at least 1 strikeout, 3 for Yetter, the Flyboys, and 4 for Banta for the State Liners. Smith's first pitch to Gilmore is in there for a strike, 0-1. That one misses, and it's now 1-1. So the 1-1 pitch. That one almost hits. Batter, and it's now 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. In the dirt, now 3-1. Second straight batter to have 3 balls on them from Smith. Smith can avoid the walk. 3-1. Reaches for that one. It's fouled off to our right. Now play, and now the count runs full for the second straight batter. A 3-2 pitch from Smith. In the dirt, and that's a walk. And first time in 8 batters, the State Liners have a runner on. Second straight walk issued to Gilmore. He's now 1-for-2 on the day with 2 walks. He has reached safely in 3 of his 4 unofficial at-bats. Goes Eli Young. He's 0-for-3 today with a pair of strikeouts. That pitch misses low, 1-0. Bodies moving around the Greenville bullpen, but you gotta hope that a double play, a ground ball is gonna probably be a double play for the Flyboys. The 1-0. Allen misses low again, 2-0. Brown tried to frame it, but could not. Sun has set behind the trees, so everybody in the shade now at 8:07 p.m. It's been a quick game so far. Unless the Flyboys have some rally in them. That one finds strike zone, 2-1. This game started at 6:05 p.m. It was the first game of the day in the entire Appy League. 2 hours and 3 minutes has been this game so far. The 2-1. That one's chopped foul on the third base side, and it's 2-2. Bluefield leads Kingsport 4-2. Johnson City leads Pulaski 2-1, so the East of champions in danger of also going 0-3 to start the season. Burlington and Princeton tied at 1. Elizabethton and Danville don't have a score update from there yet. Two two coming from Smith. Check swing. They're going to say he went around. And that is strike 3. So second strikeout of the game by Smith. And they are 2 away. That's the third strikeout by Young today. He has earned a silver sombrero. So Jeremy Garcia up the bat. 2-for-3. An RBI single and a run scored. Struck out his last time up. As looks like a first pitch strike. Caswell Smith finding the zone now. Elizabethan's up 2-0 on Danville after an Owusu Asidu home run to right field. They lead over the Otterbots. Kenyon Brown's going to throw off the strike and a stolen base again by the State Liners. That is the 4th of the game, the 1st for Gilmore. But it's an 0-2 count now on Garcia. 0-2 pitch coming from Smith. That one almost hits Garcia. He gets out of the way, and it's 1-2. So a runner at second, and if Garcia can get a two-out single, that would give the State Liners probably a 4-0 lead, with Gilmore taking a big lead at second. So I'm going to take off this ball's hit. And he tried to. That one's fouled off the pole right in front of a group of men. They didn't even flinch. Yes, there's a net in front of you, but sometimes you got to flinch a little bit, even if there's a net. And it's a group of men out in the first row enjoying a nice night at the ballpark and stone-faced. The 1-2 pitch coming from Smith. That one's chopped off the edge of the bat. Ankeny will throw over. Smith goes to cover first, and the out is made in time to end the inning. So the State Liners get a runner to second, but cannot score. Flyboys down to their final three outs of the game and are trailing 3-0. They'll have to score at least three runs to try to force the bottom of the ninth inning. Let's see if they can do it together here in the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's the top of the ninth inning. We're at the top of the batting order. Shortstop, number 10, Alex Diaz.
Top of the order, in the top of the ninth here, three outs remain for the Flyboys. They're down 3-0. It's Diaz, Daniels, and Taylor up to bat. Diaz up 0-3 tonight. That one misses for ball 1-0. The only hit of the night comes from Will Taylor in the top third of this lineup, and he was gunned out at third. He'll get credit for the single there, but could not get on base safely. The 1-0 now from Barry, and that one's fouled off 1-1. Barry has a strikeout. Already in the work. 13 straight batters have been retired for the Flyboys. They have not received a hit since the top of the fourth. Aiden Canada, a single, two outs. Big swing and a miss. It's 1-2, and Barry, chance to get a second strikeout of the game. That would be the second strikeout by Diaz. As Bristol has just shut down this Flyboys offense late in this contest. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Diaz holds off. It's 2-2. There's an arm warming up in the State Liner bullpen if needed. That is Will Hunt from Radford University. Jane Lou, West Virginia native. Barry's done well so far tonight. The 2-2 pitch. That one's fouled off behind the plate. Diaz will redo it. Caswell Smith's done for the night, if he is. He went an inning and struck out two and issued one walk. Three walks issued tonight by Flyboys pitching. Right now, 2-2 pitch. Diaz swinging a miss, strike three. Barry gets his second strikeout of the night. And now only two outs remain for the Flyboys here in the top of the ninth inning. That's seven combined strikeouts for State Liners pitching, and 14 straight batters have been retired by the State Liners. Allen's in the dirt to Daniels, 1-0. Daniels 0-3, struck out his last time up on a great pitch by Banta that found the corner. These two teams will meet again, series finale, tomorrow at 6 o'clock here in Bristol. Join us on Flyboy Broadcasting Network at 5:45, the pregame show. That one's high from Barry, 2-0. Again, 14 batters retired in order by the State Liners. Haven't had a baseman reach since that Canada single in the fourth. The 2-0. That one's ripped by Daniels over to second base off the hot throw of the first in time, and now the Fly Boys are down to their final out. And Will Taylor up to bat. He is 0-1-3 with a strikeout his last time up. Taylor again got a hit but was gunned out at third on a nice play by Cruz, teaming up with Mangul. Allen's in there for a strike, 0-1. Now two strikes remain for Will Taylor and the Fly Boys to score at least three runs. The 0-1. Taylor, they're going to say if he held up. They're going to say he goes around. Does Gabe Vargas. Coach Andre Buckley doesn't agree with that call at first base, but down to the final strike are the Fly Boys and the State Liner crowd standing up and making some noise, looking for their first home victory of the season. The 0-2 pitch to Taylor. Way outside is now 1-2. Crowd making noise here in Bristol, looking for their first home win of the season after splitting up at Princeton. This would send the Fly Boys to 0-3 to start the season. A 1-2 pitch. That one's low, 2-2. Barry thought that was strike three, and everybody in the stadium also did. Frame job just missed by Garza, according to our home plate umpire, Matthew Metcalf. 2-2 pitch, two outs. Deuces wild to Will Taylor. Final strikeout away for the State Liners. That one's hit up the gap, stopped by a shortstop, Manguel. Throw the first is in time. What a play! Manguel makes a great play at short to end the game and get Taylor out at first. And the final 15 batters retire for the Fly Boys as they are unable to score a run against the State Liners, falling 3-0 in game one of this two-game series. We will be back here tomorrow at 6 o'clock, 5:45, our pregame show to see if the Fly Boys can either score a run against the State Liners or can get their first win of the season. Fly Boys will fall to 0-3. The Liners move to 2-1. As the start to the season, not off to the greatest by the Fly Boys. Final stat line, three runs, seven hits. No errors for the State Liners. No runs, four hits. No errors for the Fly Boys. As Fly Boys fall in their third straight contest, 3-0 in this one in Bristol. Back at tomorrow at 5:45 p.m. with the pregame show and first pitch set for 6 o'clock, a 7-inning game here at Boyce Cox Field. We return tomorrow for the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. This is Richard Martin signing off. Thank you for joining us. Your final score, once again, Bristol 3, Greenville 0. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.